I'm going to ask you two questions just to kind of see, just to get you to reflect on where you are and what happens, you know, in your life. You know, what is your experience? What is your experience in life? And so the first question is, when you think about politics, where are you usually at? I mean, are you joyful? Are you sorrowful? Are you crying? Are you angry, agitated, confused? Where are you at when you think of politics? And the other thing to think about is, where are you at when you think about Jesus? Now, hopefully, it's not fear or run for the hills. Hopefully, it's you're filled with joy, trust, love, faith, joy. And this is what evokes us from that. Now, the reason why I ask, there's a couple reasons why I ask. One reason is because, you know, you see a lot of times, and this is a very American thing to do. In America, we like to think, okay, I'm interested in God. Maybe I'll check out all these churches, and I will try to find one that fits my ideology, something that fits my political spectrum. And I will join that church. It's like finding a God, you know, of your own liking. And that isn't quite do it. It doesn't quite cut it. Because truth is not in the equation. It's a discovery of truth, of who God is, objectively speaking. There's also, of course, the last recent incidents with, you know, the politics, you know, misinterpreting Pope Francis. And a lot of people like to do that. But I want you to take this experience that you have. Politics, faith. Politics, faith. And we seem to make our politics the religion, and our religion the option. And that's not good. When we try to cross our arms and demand the Pope to do what we would like to do or to fit our political box, that's not being fair to him, but it's also an avenue by which we lose our salvation. Look, there are a lot of people from both ends of the political spectrum who want to give us our ear. If you ever notice, you know, I'm never really, I don't know about you, but whenever I'm thinking about politics, I'm never happy. It's always agitation. Let alone when I hear somebody else talk about their political agenda. I mean, joy never comes from it. So who do we listen to? Jesus or the politics? And when it comes down to it, who saves us? The Democrat Party? The Republican Party? Capitalism, socialism, communism? No. Jesus Christ. He is the only one that brings freedom. He is the one that brings true answers. And so when we get caught up into the world and start getting sucked in to that negativity and that despair, forget it. It's Jesus Christ. And when it comes to our faith in that political spectrum who wants us to obey them rather than God, forget it. Why do we have to obey the creed of the different parties? There is no Catholic party. There is none. The church will never change its teachings on anything. On anything. You know, this is Respect Life Sunday, so it won't change its teachings on abortion, contraception, euthanasia, marriage. We've been believing all this stuff for 2,000 years. What in the world would make anybody think it's going to change? What, because some ideology pushes for it? Please, how many ideologies have there been before trying to change the Catholic teachings? It's not going to happen. I remember there's a meme. I don't know if you know what a meme is. A meme is like a one-picture thing, and it just kind of gives you, it'll have like a short phrase in there with a picture to go with it, to kind of get their point across. A lot of them are funny. And so one of them I saw was actually, it's a picture of Jesus. He's like this. It's just like a copy and paste they took. And he's like this, and they put an Accord. So he's pointing to a Honda Accord, right? And it says on the bottom, "I did not come of my own accord." You know, so it's kind of like a joke. There's this other one that I saw. It's kind of funny. It's a skeleton sitting in a chair. I can't remember. Something in the hands or something like that. You know, it's kind of slouched down and all that. And on the bottom it says, "When the church changes its teaching." You know, okay, the church will never change its teaching. It won't change its teaching on respect life issues. And it won't change its teaching on the necessity of taking care of the poor, of taking care of the immigrants, and all those issues as well. The church cannot be limited to one political view. The church is Catholic, meaning universal. It embraces all people. It doesn't kick them out, but it does have the right to challenge people to live in virtue, to live in holiness, to live the way God would have us live, and encourage us to strive toward that heavenly perfection, which is where the morals come in. So all these issues of abortion, contraception, that's not a political issue. That's a religious issue. That's a moral issue. And politics has entered into it. We got to keep our politics out of the faith. And that's the problem that we've had. We don't shop around for whatever conceived things we have. We follow Jesus Christ. We discover the truth that Jesus Christ teaches, and we follow it. We follow with joy. We follow with love. Now, let's take this for an example. If you have a teaching that you like about the church, it fits your perspective, you're open to it. Where are you at with that? I mean, is there agitation in it? No, there's usually peace, right? There's usually joy with it. Now, if there's a teaching in the church that you're agitated with, it doesn't fit your perspective, where are you at? You're agitated. Where's the problem? Is it because of the church? No. I hate to say it, it sounds arrogant, but the church is right. Because God is right. The church simply teaches what God taught. So if there's something wrong with my belief and the church's belief, it's because of me. I have to change my perspective. I have to humble myself to accept God's will and then go forward from there. You see, when we live our faith and we believe our faith, there is joy. It is there that we experience true freedom. If we rely on politics, look at the politics today. Hello, are we gaining freedom? No. Why? Because we just created our own demigod. We've said, this is the party of the Catholic Church. That's the party of the Catholic Church. Forget it. Think like a politician. As soon as there's a Catholic party, what are the politicians going to do? Check, we got the Catholic vote. Forget that agenda. That's the way a politician's going to think. And so you, if you're involved in the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, don't leave them. Challenge them. If you're in the Democratic Party, say, hey, what about the poorest of the poor? What about those little babies? They don't even have clothes. They've been stripped of their rights to life. How poor can you get? That is the poorest of the poor. The Catholic Church is all over it. How could we deny that? And that would go against Catholic teachings to neglect the poor. And if we're a Republican, we got to say, you know, there are other areas of the poor. The immigrants, we got to take care of them. Challenge them. We have the right and the duty to do that, especially not only just as citizens, but as a people of God. We need to do these things. Yes, we do need to be involved in politics, but we don't let it drag us down. We don't let it steal our faith away. And by golly, we don't leave the church because we're judging the Pope or somebody saying in the church. Oh, if they say this, forget it, I'm leaving. Also realize the newspapers. Do you know the history of the newspapers? The newspapers, that business was not founded to give you truth. That's not its origin. The origin of newspapers is to spread an ideology, good or bad. Newspapers aren't even in love of themselves. They're designed to bring dialogue to society, to propagate an idea. And it's us as citizens, to decide whether or not it's good or bad. So newspapers aren't bad, but they're not geared to tell the truth. Don't expect them to give you the truth. And the TV news is only an extension of the newspaper. They're there to give you their agenda, what they think, what their opinion is. They're not there to give you the truth. So we don't listen to what the media says about what the Pope said, or his history, or all that kind of stuff. We listen to the church. We obediently, faithfully follow it because we know we have been assured that the Pope will be obedient to the Holy Spirit and will always lead us to Jesus Christ, will always lead us to full repentance and closeness to Him. What it comes down to, what do you want in life? I mean, do you want political correctness? Do you want politics to reign? Or do you want Christ to reign? Do you want the one who died on the cross for love of us to reign? We have to make the decisions in our own daily lives by what we do, what we listen to, and what we put in our heads. What we put in our heads has an effect on how we view the world and how we interact with the world and how we have peace in here. Do you want that peace? There's only one way I know to get it, and it surely isn't following politics. It's in following the one who loved us.